Several people gathered in front of Ross Romano's campaign office this afternoon to rally for better support services for youth and adults living with autism in Ontario. According to the Ontario Autism Coalition, the list of children waiting for autism treatment has more than doubled, and they say a number of systemic changes need to be made immediately. Among the supporters included Clara Ouellette, a grandmother who looks after her 5 grandchildren living with autism. She explains the system is completely broken. You just feel so isolated as a parent, she says. You know these kids could be so much further along if they had more one-on-one support. The government has failed our children, and we need systemic changes. Ontario's autism program has been through 4 major revamps in the last 6 years. Some families have waited years for their child's treatment as the province's 3 major political parties are proposing changes to Ontario's autism services. The Progressive Conservatives' second attempt at an autism program has a doubled budget of $600 million a year, but the rollout has faced delays, leaving thousands of children across the province without key services. This has frustrated families like the Ouellettes. It's just not fair, she says. These kids have been pushed through the cracks. We need the services put into place for our children. The NDP intend to remove any age-based requirements and promise to increase the program's budget by an additional $125 million by 2024-25. The Liberals, meanwhile, would also eliminate age-based determinants and implement a direct billing option while working within the existing budget. Regardless of who comes to power, Ouellette just wants to see her grandchildren get the help they deserve. When you meet one child with autism, you've met one child with autism, she says. The needs are so great between every child. This is the first time I'm using my voice. It's empowering, but it's frustrating. We need this government to step up and take care of these children. They just want to be treated like human beings. They need to have programs developed specifically for their needs.